before property manager Vicky D'Amico even advertised the 1 and 2 bedroom apartments under construction at Sealing Cove, she'd already rented out 3 of them.
That has all top of the line, you know, equipment, and that's what makes them so appealing. People walk in and say, wow, they have a wow factor. They really do.
The 2-story blue building is a flurry of activity. There's still countertops to install and trim to finish before renters move in just a few weeks from now. All of the apartments are already rented, and D'Amico even has a waiting list.
Well, look at that view. Man!
But it's not just the view of the mountains or the quality of construction that's attracting renters. It's that they can't find anything else. Even professionals with higher incomes are struggling to find housing, D'Amico says.
You know, I watch the market. I watch what's available, and I thought there were some things available, but so many people said no. There just isn't. Or it's not something I'd want to live in, or, you know, is what I hear. It's crazy. And some people put money down in the application sight unseen, which tells you about, like, desperation, I think.
Every year, Sitka's housing supply increases slightly, but on average, nearly half of that construction comes in the form of single-family homes. And a lot of it is high quality and high value, says building official Pat Swedeen.
Most of the new houses we see built are fairly high-end, pretty high cost per square foot to build.
New apartment complexes are rare. According to building department data, Sitka's added a little over 20 in the last 2 decades, and most of them are small, with 3 or 4 apartments. Since 2000, only 2 privately funded developers have constructed long-term rentals bigger than a fourplex.
We're not really ready as a city, I don't think, to move beyond the fourplex.
That's John Hardwick. He and his wife are the developers behind the new 10-plex at Sealing Cove.
Many times, even on a large piece of property, it's more cost-effective to build 2 fourplexes than it is to build 1 8-plex, which doesn't make sense. You know, if you're in the building trades, usually 1 foundation, you know, 1 set of exterior walls, 1 roof is more efficient.
He says the additional safety requirements for buildings with more than 4 apartments, like sprinkler and fire suppression systems, drive up the cost. Financing is also more expensive. He says his company didn't receive any local, state, or federal assistance to help offset the costs. Add energy efficiency measures, parking requirements, skyrocketing lumber prices, and unforeseen projects like building a seawall, and he says the apartments aren't going to make money anytime soon, even with high rental rates. They're charging around $500 more than the fair market rent, and that doesn't include utilities.
You know, it's just a question of, can we do it and make it economic? Turns out, we're not able to do that. So we have a learning experience, is what we like to refer to this as.
Hardwick says they were trying to fit as much housing on one property as they could, knowing that possible expansions from Search and the Coast Guard could make a tight housing market even tighter. He thinks there are opportunities for the city to work jointly with private developers to address Sitka's housing issues.
I know that the comprehensive plan for the city of Sitka says that they would like to have higher densities, and yet when the rubber meets the road, it becomes a little bit more problematic. You know, it's not saying that you can't do it. You can build it. But if it's not economic, why would you, you know, put your hand in the blender again?
City Planning Director Amy Ainsley says there are many ways to encourage denser and more affordable development, from tax incentives and fee breaks to increasing access to financing and relaxing requirements for accessory dwelling units. Some cities even have a dedicated affordable housing fund.
The approach that Sitka has generally taken has been to look at our general code to see what parts of our code might be encouraging or discouraging certain types of development.
Sitka's zoning is fairly accommodating to denser development. The bulk of residential zones do allow for at least a duplex. And even if Sitka isn't adding a bunch of new apartment complexes, Ainsley says she has seen progress over the last couple of years, especially since the city reduced minimum lot sizes and modified some density requirements.
There are definitely developers who are taking advantage of some of these changes to the code.
Still, she says, there's a lot of work left to do.
If you're measuring success, I think a lot of people tend to do that based on, is housing affordable? And I think, you know, a lot of people would still say the answer is no.
D'Amico, the property manager, says one potential tenant told her, quote, People are coming into work, and you're going to have tents pitched if you don't do something. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.